Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezayach, Refrain, Reziva, Kagun, Bikur of Mamish. And we continue discussing the different groups that are allowed to marry each other. Kol Asur in love of Bakahal, Mutar in love of Zebazeh. Anyone that's Asur to come to the Kahal, meaning to marry into regular Am Yisrael, such as Kahan, Levi, and Yisraelim, they are allowed to marry each other. Whereas Rabbi Huda Asur, Rabbi Huda Asur's this. Now there's really only one case Rabbi Huda and the Tanakhama are arguing on. And this is referring to a Ger who comes from a regular nation, not Amon and Mayav. Such a Ger, according to the Tanakhama, as we had learned in the first Mishnah on the Perek, is not only allowed to marry a Levi in Yisrael, they're also allowed to marry a Pasul, for example, a Mamzeres. Whereas according to Rabbi Huda, this Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres, because according to Rabbi Huda, Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, a regular Ger from a regular background, not from Amon or Mayav, called a regular Kahal, so he's not allowed to marry somebody who's Pasul. It's only a Ger from Amon or Mayav, their Asr Lavav Kahal, so it's in this case Rabbi Huda would agree to the Tanakhama that this Ger is allowed to marry Mamzeres. However, Rabbi Blazer says different. Vadon mutter. Only if they have a vadai psol, then they're allowed to marry somebody else who has a vadai psol. For example, mamzerim and asinim. They're considered vadai psulim, so they're allowed to marry each other. However, vadon besfekon, if it's a vadai psol with somebody who's safek psol, for example, mamzerim and asinim marrying shtuki or sufi, or sfekon vadon, or even sfekon besfekon, somebody who's safek marrying somebody else who's safek, usser, that also is usser. And that's because when we have two sfekais, well, one of them might be kasher and the other one might be psol, and that's why they can't marry each other. And the Mishnah just clarifies, veiluin sfekais, these are considered Safik Pasul, Shtuki, Asufi, Vikusi. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet. Hanois Isha Kohenes, if a man's marrying a woman who's a Kohenes, meaning her father's a Kohen, Sarach Livda Kachrea, Arba Imahis, Shein Shmaine. He has to check into her lineage, into her background, into her ancestors, four mothers, which is really eight. And he has to make sure there's no Psulim there. Now, who are these four mothers that are eight? So they're really broken up further into two categories. There's going to be four mothers on this girl's mother's side, and four mothers on this girl's father's side. Now, if you have a chart in front of you, it'll be much easier to understand, but we're going to do our best to explain it without a chart. We begin with the mothers from her mother's side. Ima, the aim Ima, her mother and her mother's mother have to be checked into. The aim avi Ima, the Ima, and her mother's father's mother and her mother. Now moving on to the father's side. The aim avia, the Ima, and her father's mother and her mother. The aim avi avia, the Ima, and the mother of her father's father and her mother. And that's a total of eight women that have to be checked into to make sure that they're not pasul. Now Levi Yisraelis, if he's marrying the daughter of a Levi or the daughter of Yisrael, we add on one more woman to this, meaning all these mothers that we're being checked into, we have to add one more mother on top of them, and that's a total of 12 mothers. Now, the reason why we're only looking into mothers and not fathers is because when men fight with each other, they'll throw an insult regarding yichus, regarding genealogy. And therefore, if there's a psul in the family regarding the men's genealogy, the men's yichus, we would already know about this. But women, when they insult each other, it's regarding znus, and therefore, we wouldn't know what their genealogy, what their yichus is. And that's why when we get married, we have to check into the women's side of the family and not the men's side. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.